This is the After Party with Big Party and Molly, where we overshare for entertainment and call it healing. Welcome to the After Party.
You know, I did say that one time. One time I was...
To Wylene?
No, God, no.
Oh,
I would never
God.
Say the B word to her. One time I was... I was in a relationship with somebody, right? It was a relationship. And then a buddy of mine was like, that knew them, that knew everyone. Actually, he was dating her cousin. And then he kind of knew how that person was that I was dating at the time. And he said, do you ever, you know, call her out? And I'm like, no, I don't call her out. What do you mean by call her out? And he goes, you should just tell her one day that, you know, if she, when she's being the way she is, that she's acting like a bitch. I'm like, oh, that's a different way of saying
You're
it.
You're like, huh, I wasn't planning on ending my life, but good to know I have that in my back pocket if I'm like, you know, I just don't have the guts to do suicide, but I am kind of done with this mortal coil. I think I'm going to call my girlfriend a bitch and then just watch the horror show unfold.
It's two different things. That's the way I looked at it. I said, I'm not calling her one. I've said you're acting like one.
Yeah, nice. I love how you're trying to go ahead and create that distinction for yourself. Honey,
yes, well,
you're not a bitch. You're just acting like one. She's like, oh, my bad. I just heard you say bitch, and I just assumed you were calling me one. But now that I know that you say I'm just acting like one, so much better.
Well, there was that moment, and I heard those words come out of my mouth, and it was the exact same thing you're saying right now. What did you call me?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't call you anything. I just said you're acting like one.
She's like, you know what? You need to be acting like a man who's getting out of here real quick. Bye. I'll give you, you know what? Just to show you that I am not an that I'm a discompassionate bitch. I'm going to give you a 5-second head start. One, two, you better be running.
It was awful. It was awful. It was terrible. It did not work out the way that that guy said it would. And I'm not that person. I don't say things like that. I don't call women
names.
Yeah,
you're not a name caller that way.
No, not like that. I thought of it as a different way, you know.
Yeah.
I just, in my mind, I'm like, I'm not actually calling her. I'm not saying, hey, you're acting like a toad. Someone's going to go, did you call me a toad? No, I said, you're acting like a toad. You're hopping around. You're eating flies. You're a toad. You're not a toad. You're acting like one. You see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So when you're saying you're acting like a bee, I know. But I thought in my head it would be better, but it wasn't. It felt good to say it to that person.
Mm. That's how you know it's a really good relationship, Ben. Felt so good. Call her something so terrible. That's love, friend. That's unvarnished love.
Yeah. That
Get
is love.
Out.
Uh-huh.
When you can't think of nice things to say, and it's not just because you're having a frustrating moment. Because listen, you're married, I'm married. There are times where it's like these people are the best human beings to be in our lives, right? Like we both really hit the jackpot. Like between Wylene and Peter, we have found our people.
Sure.
That doesn't mean that there aren't moments in a day where you're like, mother of God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like as perfect as Wylene is, there are flashes just where you're frustrated. I mean, you are like for whatever reason.
Not me. I don't get like that with her. I learned my lesson, Molly.
She's like, well, don't just lie. Now
I don't get frustrated with her.
Now
I never
that
do.
Seems like you do often.
No.
Because
oh,
you're trying
on.
To pretend like you're not ever. I'm able to own it. I mean,
well, I don't
there
get
was like seriously,
she
it
probably...
was like the other day where Peter was like, am I annoying you? I was like, you are. You are annoying me.
Well, see, that doesn't work with...
And
I
he
think
was...
Guys,
this is the thing. He's such a good sport. He doesn't get upset. He just ups the ante. And he's like, is this more annoying? Is this more annoying? I'm like, I will... bludgeon you.
I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
I would do the same thing. I think the majority, if it had to come from the sexes, I think women are probably more irritated, can get irritated more than the guy for some reason. I don't get irritated with Wyleen. I don't get irritated with Wyleen. She hasn't really done anything. I'd be honest with you, if she irritated me and I knew that ahead of time, I don't think I would be getting married to someone who irritated me all the time.
No.
But you're not saying all the time.
No. Yeah. He doesn't irritate me all the time. But like every once in a while, you're just in a mood and they're in a different mood. And they're like, hey. And I'm like, I'm not hey right now. Like, hey, get out of my face. Like, I really paint myself as a lovely person on this podcast. Everyone's like, she is a spider.
Yes, you are. Hey, we got no dumb questions today. It's the after party, the big party show after party. All right. Every Tuesday, you guys know the drill. What else do we, are we ready to roll into it?
Yes.
Let's just roll into it. No dumb questions. All right. This is from Cindy. She wants to know if we believe in ghosts.
Yes.
Not spirits. Ghosts.
Yeah, I think so.
Like good ghosts, bad ghosts, what kind of ghosts?
No, I don't know. Maybe I'm conflating it with spirits. I don't necessarily know if there's like a corporal, like I guess I take that back. I don't believe that there is some sort of like manifestation. Like to me, a ghost is something that you could see maybe out of the corner of your eye or that like, but you do hear about people like there was a cold spot.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. I mean,
Wyleen loves watching those ghost hunters.
Oh, she watches those shows.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's just like, come on, this stuff ain't real. I mean, I could grab this little box right here and go, ooh, and you know, Gary, are you there? Why are you here? Oh, look, there's a ghost in here. I can feel it.
Ooh. What is that thing? What do you, like, what is that? Is it supposed to be like a ghost meter? Like, are we talking like,
it's supposed to be like a ghost, man. I'm just
okay,
making
no, that's
it up.
What I'm asking. Yeah. Like, you're like, it's a box. Yeah. But I was like, is it like a floating box? Because that would be weird. Like, if something was suddenly like levitating, I'd be like, well, maybe there is something in here. But if you were just saying like, I've got this ghost meter and now it's like, yeah, then
that's what they do.
Well, then
that's what they do that all the time. It's like, I don't know if it's, I mean, it can't be. I guess I'm saying one thing and saying the other. I said I believe in ghosts. I just don't believe in that show, I guess is what I'm saying. You know, I don't think I've ever been around a ghost. I've never noticed a ghost, but there have been people that claim to have, you know.
Do you believe them? I believe that they believe. Here's the thing. There's a difference between like, I believe that someone's like, I saw something, it was a ghost. And it's like, I can take into account the fact that you think you saw that. Now, whether or not I think that that really happened, like in actuality, no. But then you hear people like, there's a place in downtown Omaha where it's a bar and there's supposedly a woman that haunts the like stairwell or something like that.
She's like sits at the bar, some lady.
And you hear about that, but I just think that's just good. That's just good business, right? Like that's that's a smart little story to tell about your place because it's like it makes it interesting.
Yeah, because it's been there. It's been several things. That place. I think it. What is it now? That Monster Bar or something?
Yeah.
Is it still open? I don't even know if it's still open. But yeah, which would have been a great place. For a ghost. But that ghost was there before that when it was a different place. Yeah. So that story's been going on for a while.
So to me, you know, that's just like, that's just good advertising or that's just like smart business savvy where you're thinking like, that's a little something to pull the people in off the street. Like, why don't we go get a drink there? Apparently they've got like a ghost. I mean, I would go.
I would go too. And I have been, but And when you do go there, you are kind of hoping that you run into a ghost, you know? Like, I mean, they should really do it up. Like, like when you're getting a drink, right? Just have some girl there serving you a drink. And when you order it, you just go, yeah, I'll take a tequila on the rocks with no fruit. She goes, okay, I'll be right back. And she leaves. Then have the bartender come back a little bit later and say, hey, sorry, but keep you waiting. I had to fix something in the back. Can I get you something to drink? And you go, I already ordered something. You'd be like, no, I didn't. I'm the only one. Who'd you order? That girl. Then you go,
There's
no girl here.
Dun, dun, dun. Let's circle back. Do you really order a tequila on the rocks with no fruit? Do they normally put fruit in it?
Yeah, they put limes and stuff in it.
Oh.
That's a fruit. Yeah.
I just thought that was like so, like, as you like rattled that off, like, that's your order. And I was like, no fruit. Who puts fruit?
Yeah, they always look at me strange. They always look at me like, you don't want anything with it? I go, no, I don't. It's not like I'm doing a shot of tequila and you're just, you know, eating the lime afterwards. I don't do that. I just sip on it like it's a cocktail, you know. They do look at me weird when I say no fruit, though.
It is a weird thing to say.
Yeah, because they will offer. You want some lime in it? Instead, I just stuck with no fruit. I don't want. They do look at me like I have a problem.
Like okay, why would you just drink the bottle? Something? You're like, yes, thank you. Jeez. Finally, they're like, okay.
No. I wish they would do that more often. There's a couple places that I've done that too, because I was with a group of people. I just said, you know what, you're going to be coming back and forth. And there's three of us here that want to drink tequila. You're not going to serve them in big glasses. You're going to serve them in small glasses and you're going to be coming over here 50 times. Can you just bring the bottle out and let us pour our own?
That guy said, yeah. How about you just cool it? Maybe you just give your liver a little breathing room.
And then when the hunger block was around, it was my, I was with Manuel, and Carlos was the owner at the time. And that's Manuel, is my brother-in-law's best buddy. And so it was the same thing. Wylene was going out with her sister, and we were meeting back up there because they're going to go look for wedding dresses, you know, that kind of stuff. And then so same thing was happening. And I said, just, Manuel, can you ask Carlos if we can just buy a bottle and just pour it here? And he's like, yeah, sure, just go ahead and do it. So we did it. I did it. And there was a moment where I looked around and I noticed there's a lot of families. It's not a big place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, there's a lot of little kids and stuff. This doesn't look right. This is not a saloon. Maybe that's why I like the cowboy days. Because you go into a saloon.
You could order a bottle and nobody would like think like, drinking problem. They were like, well, yeah, this is how we do it here because there's nothing else to do. It's the Old West. He's not cattle rushing or whatever, hustling, whatever cattle people do or farming. He's just hanging out drinking a bottle of tequila.
No fruit.
Old saloony.
Wonder why the fruit came around. Wonder what that's all about. Probably because the tequila was bad. It wasn't.
I don't know. Or good, just, you know? To take the edge off. I mean, yeah, you do a shot of tequila, it is bracing. I mean, it is like.
Well, yeah, it depends. I don't drink that type of tequila. You know, my tequila that I drink, I always thought that the tequila shots that people do is the cheaper, harsher stuff.
Okay.
You know, I don't even call it real tequila, but. I just prefer to sip it because it's smoother. Tequila's changed since I've been younger.
How long does it take you to sip a glass?
I can sip a glass, I don't know, probably about 45 minutes, maybe an hour.
How big is the pour?
How big is the pour? About two shots. Something like that. Maybe three shots.
Okay.
At home, it's about three shots, actually, because I measured it out because I wanted to find out how many shots am I really drinking.
Right. Yeah, because you're just curious. I mean, like, you're just like, what is it?
So it's about I have my cup, mm-hmm. my tumbler. By the way, merch, we have tumblers.
Yes.
Party Crasher tumblers. If you want to improve your bar and your summer life, get one of those Party Crasher tumblers or glasses also. It's the cool glasses that have a lid on it and there's a straw in it. It says Party Crasher. Defines everything you are.
I know. I like 100%. The wine tumblers. Those things are nice.
Yeah. So I have that. And so when I put ice in it, and then the pour is probably 2.5 shots or something like that. And then I just sip it. I just sip and sip and sip. Speaking of ice, what happened to your freezer? Did you have a freezer issue?
Oh my God.
We just talked about bad freezers.
And I swear to God, you jinxed me. Like
probably.
Seriously, us talking about this, our freezer died. Died. Just
wow.
Everything's a loss. I'm so, and I had just done, a big shop.
Didn't you just buy that?
No.
Okay.
This came with the house. I mean, this fridge, who knows how old it was when we got the house, but we've been in this house for over 10 years. I'm just so, the ice machine died. The freezer is just gone. I had just gotten all this ice cream. I hadn't even opened it yet. Had to throw it all out. It was all just soup.
It melt, so it completely melted you found out.
Uh-huh. Like, it was at first I was just like, oh, that's weird. The ice machine's kind of not working. I didn't think anything of it. I didn't need anything out of the freezer. I didn't open it. And then I opened it. And I was like, it's not cold in here. I mean, it's cool, but it's not cold. It's not a freezer.
What about the meat stuff, all that other stuff
gone.
That's in there?
Everything. Everything must go.
Nope. You can claim it on your house insurance, by the way, your home insurance. You can claim that. I would. I'd say that I have had $2,000 worth of beef in there and a bunch of caviar. That's actually, I wouldn't do that because that's against the law.
Okay. you know what I would do for insurance fraud? No, by all means, put it on the podcast. How would you file a fraudulent claim on your home insurance?
It's illegal to fraud anything, so don't do that. Yeah. Well, that sucks. Now what? You got to spend some dough?
Well, I mean, right now, we're a two-fridge household. Well, this is the crazy thing.
Okay.
Is that now, I'm like, we were just talking about ice cube trays. Now I wish I had some, because we don't have ice. We don't have any ice.
None. Buy the bag now. Now you're living in my world. We have to buy the bags.
I don't have any place to keep the bags. At least you have a deep freeze to keep it in. I mean, I would buy a bag and it would just melt. I don't have any place to keep it. So I'm just literally without ice.
That sucks.
Oh, it's the worst. It's summertime. I mean, are you nuts?
I know.
I have my water bottle here and no ice in it.
And you love ice. I mean, we've had this conversation.
Ice water is the one plus is that we are, and I just thought about this during us talking right now. I am cat sitting for our neighbors.
Oh, I didn't know this.
And I bet they have ice.
You know they got ice.
When I go over there, I'm going to take some ice.
Sorry,
neighbors.
I'd go 3 times a day. You got to feed the cat. Got to make sure the cat's good to go.
Mm-hmm. Three cats. I've been cat sitting for 5 cats this week.
Are you kidding?
No.
You're
cats.
You're in paradise then.
Oh my God. This one cat is like the snuggliest cat. Seriously. He is the cutest. I took
a
picture. So I do proof of life for the parents.
Uh-huh.
And so I took a photo of me and the kitty.
So you watched 5 cats this week or 3? You say 5?
They have 3 next door, and then my other friend, my cousin, has two. And then,
so what do you have to do? Do you have to go over there and feed them, give them water?
Mm-hmm.
Do you hang
feed
out with them?
Feed them, water. And so the next door neighbors, I go at least twice a day, and then my cousin, I would go once a day. Her girls are a lot more self sufficient. They've got a big feeder. There's a lot of stuff. The ones next door, they get a lot more soft food, so you've got to go pretty often.
Okay.
So then I feel bad because Murray's like, where have you been? And I'm like, not next door with other cats that like to snuggle.
They can smell it, I'm sure.
And he's like, I bet you have been stepping out on me.
Uh-huh. Well, does your fridge work?
The fridge does. The freezer doesn't.
Okay.
But I don't trust the fridge now either. So I have taken everything out and put it in the downstairs fridge. And then we moved as much as we could from when we first noticed the freezer was dying. We took like stuff was frozen. We took a bunch of like Peter was like, I'm going to take a bunch of meat out and put it. I was like, yeah, I mean, the rest of it, whatever. I mean, it's all, you know, all the other stuff is just a loss, whether that's, you know, hash browns, whatever. All that kind of stuff. I had tons of baking stuff in there. I baked off a ton of stuff the other day. I brought it into work. I was like, here you go.
But don't you have those tumbler cups, like those big Yeti cups or whatever those cups are called? Like, what are you drinking out of right now?
Yeah.
Well, you go to that house twice, and then your cousin one time. If you take those tumblers, the ice will stay in there a long time and just steal ice. Steal their ice and then put it in a fridge downstairs.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. No, that's not a bad idea. I'm going to go next door and get ice, though. I totally didn't even think about that because I'm not a creeper like that. Like, I go in, I feed the cats, I hang out. This morning, I went and I was there for like an hour.
Okay.
I was reading.
It takes one time. Pardon? It takes one time. It takes one time to do that. And then next you know it, you're eating their pickles.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, how exactly do you work this espresso machine? They do have an espresso machine next door.
Boom.
And there is a part of me that wants to be like, hey, can I make a latte at your house?
I would. You're watching. Are they paying you, or
No, they're my best friends. Are you kidding me?
Oh, then hell, yeah. Then if they're your best friends, they are not going to mind you eating their pickles and making lattes.
I'm not going to be eating their pickles. But if I did get the green light to make a latte or an espresso sounds really good.
Okay.
You know, something like that. I'd make an espresso martini, but I'm still doing my booze cleanse.
No drinking. Yes.
Yeah.
It's summertime. It is summertime. All right. We have another question. You got one?
Yeah. So we got one from a listener. So said, no dumb questions. I just bought my first home. What's something every first-time homeowner learns the hard way? Or what is something I should know that many first-time buyers don't know?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I have my real estate license. I mean, I can tell you.
So what would you say? Like you're selling to a first time homeowner. You're the real estate agent. What are your parting words of advice?
Get an inspection, 100%. I don't get why those people don't get them. A lot of people don't get them.
They really don't?
Yes.
I thought you had to.
No. You have to, depending on what type of loan it is. But there's a lot of people that don't get them because they think it's going to hurt their chances of actually getting approved for the offer.
Okay.
But I tell everyone that I've ever worked with, I'm like, don't be stupid and don't get one. And then one of my friends did that and regret it. You know, now you're fixing stuff and all these things, which you could have probably had the homeowner fix. But see, that's just it. On those situations, you kind of want to get your inspection so you know what's going on. But
yeah.
But put it in also that also you can get out of the deal if it's something that's bad. Like I was trying to buy a second home and someone rewired the whole house and it was so bad that I was like, I got to get out of this. I can't spend 15, 20 grand rewiring a house.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, so that's what I would say with that.
Okay.
As for a first time home buyer, that's, I don't know. What about you guys? Is there something that.
I just remember, like, the thing I would say is set aside a little something every month for surprises.
Yes.
Because that's the one thing that. You know, you buy a house and you're so excited, it's new to you. And sometimes it's even new construction, whatever it is, whether it's new construction or you're buying an older house. Home ownership comes with curveballs. I just remember, you know, for the longest time you rent, and if something happens, there's a leak or there's a squeaky door or something like that, you call your landlord. You're like, listen, I'm not dealing with this. This is why I pay rent. Like, come by, fix it, do whatever.
Did you ever change your light bulbs on your own?
Yeah.
Okay, I had a buddy of mine. He lived in an apartment complex, and that he was the same deal. I pay rent, and you guys got to, you know, you guys fix it.
No, I changed my own light bulbs, but like
he wouldn't. He'd make them come do it. Like, you suck.
No, but we've had stuff where, like, I've lived in a lot of old buildings where there's just funky stuff where I'm like, I'm not messing with this. Like, for all I know, this needs to be replaced. And I, you know, that's on you.
Yeah, for sure.
So, but my point is that I would set aside a little something every month as part of your emergency fund. So just in case. So if suddenly, you know, you've got to do tuck pointing or you have to do something, whether it's big or small, you have a little cushion. You have a little something.
Because
that was surprise. I think that was the hardest thing, you know, like, okay, right now what we're talking about, if I were renting, I would be absolutely, like, I remember when we were renting and we had a problem with our dishwasher. It wasn't my problem. That was the landlord's problem. Either fix the dishwasher or replace it. But like, I rented this place and it had a dishwasher. Like, it needs to have a functional dishwasher. Now, that's me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's amazing how you can like limp. You can limp along for a little while. I mean, like, a dishwasher is one of those things where it's like, yeah, it sucks, but you can hand wash dishes. Like, it's not gonna.
You can.
But a clogged sink. Like, yeah. You're screwed.
I know.
You know, like, you can't operate around a clogged sink, and you got to call somebody in for that. So just, yeah, that would be the thing.
Find a handyman also.
Oh, yeah.
Find a handyman. Find a handyman that can do it all. You know, you don't want to be calling plumbers because they'll charge you before they even show up. You know, walking in the door. Find a handyman. Mm-hmm. There's tons of them out there that do good work.
Yeah.
But make sure they also are vetted a little bit. For sure. And then when you buy appliances on your second round, you're going to be doing this, make sure you spend the money. We went cheap on a dishwasher. It was still pricey.
Yeah.
And it was only a couple years. The warranty, I never get warranties. I should just get warranties. I never do. It went out. And so, I bought a circuit. I was just going to replace the circuit. We tried everything. And I realized, you know what? This circuit costs as much as this dishwasher is going to cost. So why don't we just spend more money on a better dishwasher? So that goes for refrigerators also.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get a Samsung fridge ever again because of my, and if you listen to the podcast, you know I have issues with the ice maker.
Right.
But I would find something else.
Well, here's, or at least the make sad sure, part, you know, about our fridge situation.
Mm-hmm.
The people that we bought the house from, they redid the kitchen. And it is a built-in cabinet that the refrigerator's in.
Yeah.
And so the refrigerator has to be that size.
It's not standard size?
No.
Is it bigger or littler?
Littler.
Than a standard? Oh, God.
So I want, like I was like, finally, if the fridge dies, I'm finally going to be able to get the French doors that I want and, like, the drawer freezer. Like, I want one of those for forever. I've never had one.
Oh, yours is just the open
up? It's the side-by-side. Like side. And I hate it because the side-by-side, it's like the freezer's never big enough to put, like, a frozen pizza in. You got to, like, jerry-rig it to get it in there. It's so annoying. So I have been patient about, you know, at some point we're gonna have to replace this fridge, and then I'm finally gonna get the fridge that I want. Well, we did the measurements for the cabinet, and the French door fridge is too big; it won't fit in there.
Oh boy, you think they'd come up with better sizes? I mean,
I'm so furious, and it was so funny because somebody at work was like, "Well, could you, like, is there any way?" I'm like, "There's no wiggle room. It's built into a wall." I mean, there's no, okay, like, you can't demo it. I mean, like, you would have to demo the entire frame.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Now, you might have to double down then. Now, does your fridge downstairs have a freezer?
Yes.
Or is it just a fridge?
No, but it's the old school kind. It's the,
okay,
it's like the kind we grew up with fridge, where it's the cabinet on top and then the fridge on the bottom.
Maybe you need a deep
basement fridge. It's fine.
Maybe you need to just get a fridge that fits whatever it is, because that size you're not going to have room like you want. And then you might have to get another freezer or something.
Well, that's why we have the backup fridge downstairs.
Okay.
I mean, that's the whole reason was the fact that like we needed more freezer space and we needed like a, and for when we entertain, I was like, I want a beverage fridge. You know what I mean? Like we've got the, we've got the wine fridge, but that like you can't put beer and stuff in that. Like it's meant for wine bottles.
Yeah. We have too many fridges, I think.
You
do? We have fridge problems. Well, I got one in, you know, the garage. I got a bar beverage fridge. I got one upstairs in the kitchen. Everybody is, and thanks for the messages, by the way. It's, they're telling us to get an ice maker.
I told you.
The pellet thing. Mylene still says no on it, but yeah, we'll see. I need to do some deep diving on the freezer we have now, but God, I want one of those pellet ones now.
Right? Once you realize you can have pellet ice anytime you want.
Yeah.
That's some good
and
stuff.
I told her too. I said, it's the good stuff. It's the pellet stuff that you get at Sonic and stuff. And you,
she's like,
I mean,
no.
That's why you, it just makes everything better. I don't know what it is. No, she didn't. I think I'm almost got her.
Oh.
I almost got her. I just got to work her a little bit more. And then maybe I'll finally have an, you know, a pellet ice machine.
Keep at it.
God.
If at first you don't succeed, just keep being really annoying.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to roll out of here. Thanks for your messages. It's the after party. Of course, the big party show. We'll be back tomorrow on Wednesday. But if you want to send us some questions, no dumb questions, the dumb answers, 402-915-0962, you can text it or you can do it at bpscrasher@gmail.com. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a safe day. Do yourself good.